Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I thank God for another day, another Friday that God has allowed us to see. And you ought to be grateful to God and happy that God is on your side and that God is making a way for you. And he's making it so that you understand what's going on around you. And it might not be what you want to hear, but God's letting you know that he's working it out on your behalf and he's on your side. Amen. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the weekend? Amen. I hope you are, because this is Mother's Day, and y'all know Mother's Day is the weekend. And so make sure that you do something special for your mother. Make sure you get her something nice. And if you don't have the money to get her something nice, then do something nice. But we all have something that we can give, whether it's a kind word, a hug, love, explain to her or tell her how much you appreciate her and what she has meant to you. Those things mean so much to our mothers. And so I'm praying that you would see God in this moment and be thankful for your mother. And for those of you who have lost your mothers, we pray for you. We pray for you, knowing that this is not an easy time, and this celebration comes every year, and so it doesn't get any easier. And so our prayers are with you, and we love you, and we pray that God will continue constantly to heal your heart, Amen. Amen. I wanted to do a little teaching here this morning before we go into prayer. So many people have said to me, and I myself trying to understand, what season am I in? I thought I was on my way to my purpose. I thought I was on my way to becoming and doing what God has called me to do. And it seems like I feel like I keep getting set back and pushed back, and I don't know what's going on. So I wanted to walk through something I did probably about 8 or 9 years ago, just talking about the seasons of preparation for purpose, the seasons that we go through for in preparation for our purpose. And I want to list a few of them, and I want you to see if you find yourself and see which season you might be in, because it makes it easier to pray. It makes it easier to understand some things when you recognize the season that you're in. Now, with seasons, just know that all seasons have beginnings and they have endings. No season lasts always. No season lasts always. They say there's a song that says it never rains in Southern California or sunny California. And, you know, there's people say we were in San Diego, my wife and I, and they said, oh, this is the weather is great all year long. We only have one season, and that's just a great season. Well, I don't know what they were talking about, because when we were there, it was pretty chilly there for the first couple of days, and then it warmed up and got really nice. But it was chilly and rainy, and so it wasn't sunshine all the time and beautiful skies the whole time. Everything changes. All seasons evolve. All seasons evolve. So whatever season you find yourself in on your way to your purpose, just know that that season has a beginning and it has an ending. And so I want to talk to you about a few of these seasons that we go through for preparation for the purpose that God has for us. There's the season of affliction. Season of affliction, where we are consistently and constantly under attack in every which way. It seems like first it's our mind, then it's our body, then it's our emotions, then it's our heart, then it's our thinking, and everywhere we turn, we're under the spirit or the season of affliction, and it's constant and it's consistent, and there's nothing fun about it. It's a very, very difficult season, but that is a season. And remember, all seasons have beginnings and they have endings. There's a season of chastening. That's where God is trying to get us in line. He says, I chasten those whom I love. It's a season where he is chastening us to get us in line and line us up with what it is that God wants us to do. It's a season of contention where even people that you are friends with and you're in relationship with, there seems to be some difficulties in there, just constant contention. Every time you speak, it's misunderstood, and you try to explain it and it gets more misunderstood. That's the season of contention. We're going through some things. Then there's a season of credibility. This is where people watch you and they recognize that you are credible for where you're going and what you're doing. It's not until you go through something, listen to me carefully, it's not until you go through something in the eyes of people that they recognize that you're credible. The fact that you arrive at the mountaintop doesn't give you credibility. I tell people all the time, if you get a chance to talk to a great person or a person you consider great, you don't want to talk to them about the mountaintop. You don't want to talk to them about that. You can buy a book and read about that. You can talk to other people. You can check and look online and read about that. You want to talk to them about where they struggled, where they fell, where they made mistakes, where they came up short. You're going to learn more about them when you go through what they went through to become credible in what God called them to do. As a season of disappointment, nothing works out fine. Nothing is coming together. Nothing is working out the way you need it to work out. Nothing. You're just disappointed in every area. Disappointed in no matter what you do. You feel this spirit of disappointment. And it's a season. It will not last forever. It's a season preparing you for where you are going. Then there is a season of isolation. The season of isolation, where in truth, you really don't want to be around people. And if you do want to be around people, people don't want to seem to be around you. You're isolated. Here is where you learn how to follow God by yourself. This season of isolation is extremely important, because if you cannot follow God by yourself, then you will find yourself falling into dangerous places and situations because you will not be able to follow God unless somebody's rooting you on. You won't be able to follow God unless somebody co-signs on it. When you go through a season of isolation, it's going to be you and God, and that's all you're going to have. And I tell you, when you're going to greatness and you're going to your purpose, there's going to be a lot of days where all you have is what God has said. Nothing else seems to work into it. It's a season of isolation, and you need that to become who God has called you to be. There is a season of persecution. You are going to be persecuted. Please stop thinking that you are going to make it out of whatever you're going through without persecution. People are going to talk about you even though what they're saying is a lie. You just need to know that. That is part of where you're going. That is part of preparation for your purpose. The season of persecution. I'm going to stop there because we can just go on and on and on. These are areas. It doesn't mean you go through all of these back to back to back to back to back. That is not what it means. Because we're not, God has not equipped us to just be in a constant state of struggle. We're not made that way. We're not made to be in a constant state of struggle. God has made us to be in a state of struggle, and then to be in a state of rest, and to be in a state of pressure and a state of rest. A pressure and a state of rest. That's how we grow. That's how we develop. That's how we become who God has called us to be. In these seasons that we find ourselves in, we have to remind ourselves that God knows what He's doing. God knows what He's doing. It might not look like it to you and me, but He knows what He is doing. Some seasons you're just not going to understand. Let me free you up right there. There's some seasons you are just absolutely not going to understand. Doesn't matter what anybody says to you, it's not going to make sense to you. But if you can hold on to God in the season where you don't understand, if you can trust God even when you can't trace Him, you're going to set yourself up to be blessed tremendously by the hand of God. I want to pray for us as we prepare ourselves, as we go through these seasons, getting ourselves ready for what God is saying. I want you to also, don't forget, mark your calendar. May 25th, we're going to be in our all-night prayer, and I'm calling it the Midnight Experience. The Midnight Experience. God talked to me. He says He wants to have and bring breakthrough to His people. And so I need you to make your way to Hope City at our East New York campus at 11:30 p.m. on that Friday. We're going to go till 5 a.m. We're going to pray. We're going to have prophetic intercession. We're going to have people with prophetic gifts who are going to come through and just minister to people as the Lord leads them. It's going to be amazing. I want you to make sure that you're here. Bring somebody with you. And we're going to seek the face of the Lord as we go through these seasons of preparation. Let's pray. Oh God, in whom our soul does take delight, our song in the day and our comfort by night. We bless You, we honor You, we love You because You're awesome. There's none like You in all of the earth. And Lord, as we wrestle through this season or these seasons that we might find ourselves in, I know that You have rested this in my heart to share it with the people who are on this call. And I believe the people on this call are going to share this call with other people and let people hear it, that You have not forgotten them. This is a season. All seasons have a beginning and an ending. And God, I thank You that You've not forgotten us or forsaken us in these seasons, but in these seasons, You are working it out for our good. You are working things and fixing things and organizing things. And God, we're going to come out of these seasons stronger than we went in, better than we went in. We're going to come out of these seasons prepared for what You are calling us to do and what You are pushing us to become. I thank You for what You're doing. I thank You for the doors You are opening and the ways that You are making for Your people. Now, God, touch us as we go about this weekend, as we prepare for worship on Sunday. Touch us, Lord. Prepare our hearts and help us to take what we have heard and learned today and share it with somebody who might be going through. In the name of Jesus, I thank You. I praise You because we are in our season of preparation for purpose, and we glorify You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And I will see you on Sunday. And if you are out of state or out of country and I won't see you, then I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day if you're a mother. And I want to ask God's blessings upon your life. We love you. Bye.